Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution, or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on Om Times Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meets. My name is Martha. I'm a clinical sexologist with a doctorate in human sexuality, and I'm from Eros Coaching. That's EROSCoaching.com. In today's show, we'll be reviewing past episodes of Eros Evolution. I strongly believe that it is important to do a review from time to time of past episodes so as to reflect on the things that I have learned and to regroup so that I fully integrate all the learnings. And this is because when I started this radio show, Eros Evolution, I decided to explore the link between sex and spirit. It was really for myself. And I would say that my relationship with sex and spirit has changed. I understand the link between the two so much better than before. And I want to deepen that understanding. And so in each summary that I have, this is the intention: to reflect on each episode, to look at the learnings, and also to provide for listeners a little bit of a cheat sheet. So this allows you to also get a sense of the past episodes and see which are the episodes that you would like to listen in entirety. Some people are more auditory than others, and some people have less time than others, and so they may want to decide, this is the one that I want to listen to, or this is the one that I might want to listen to again. And sometimes we forget what we learn, and it's important to review that. So I just came back from Bali 2 days ago, and I was there for a week. I would say that if you haven't been to Bali — I've been there a few times — if you haven't been to Bali, Bali is a beautiful place. There's so many things that you can do. I did paddle boarding for the first time. And I was there with my new beloved. And we are actually looking at creating a life together. We're trying for a baby now. And it's going to be very different. It's going to be different having him, having a baby, having a family. I've been single for the last 5-6 years since my separation from my ex-husband. And in past episodes, I have shared how I went through hives attacks, went through depression, how I learned how to develop self-care and self-love for myself. And I share my personal life in the hopes that through my life I'll be able to support and help people out there. Okay, so without further ado, let's go into the past 15 episodes of Eros Evolution, starting with the first episode of January 5th, because the last summary that I did was actually last year, and it's already now going into the third week of April, and this is a great time to do a recap. So on January 5th, I did the episode Seeding the Sexual Renaissance with Frank Mondoze. Mondoze is one of the faculty members of ISTA, which stands for International School of Temple Arts. And in that episode, because of his own passion with the new awakened masculine and the rise of the sacred feminine, he did the episode explaining what the masculine and feminine means. And he explained it beautifully in that episode. because he does this all the time. This is what he teaches in ISTA. And so he did a really beautiful summary for this particular episode. He talked about what Tantra means to him, and I'm just summarizing here, putting aside of the ego, being able to be sharing, vibrating, being connected to the city, country, planet, having accountability, responsibility, versus selling spiritually, sexuality, as a commodity. He also talks about, in that episode, four different types of sex. There's procreation sex, which a lot of us do. There's procreation sex, which is making a baby. And then there's recreational sex, where we have sex for fun. There's revitalizing or restoration sex, which involves recharging the body, having more energy. And over time, men and women learning how to have orgasms and ejaculation in different ways. For women, stronger orgasms over time. For men, orgasms without ejaculation. And then there's transformational sex. This is when you make love and it goes into the divine and the sacred. It's beyond oneself. It has a higher purpose. And there's some level of action. There's that true understanding of there's no lack in yourself or outside of yourself. In that episode, he also talks about the mistake that we make when it comes to love, sex, and relating, giving away of our power, the lack of recognizing how powerful we are, and learning how to come from a higher place of love. And it's very much about understanding the social scripts that we play, and also those that are outside of ourselves that are disempowering us. For instance, how women serve men and how we get caught up with commodities such as cars, clothes, also with status symbol and with the American dream. So he talks about his work, Frank Mondose, and how he's available by Skype, and he encourages people to, of course, invest in themselves, in trainings. And, of course, he was talking about his work in ISTA. So that's Frank Mondose on January 5th. And, you know, depending on how you count it, but for me, the way I count it is this, that was episode 103. And you can find every single episode by going to Eros Evolution at a Glance on Google. So just key in Eros Evolution at a Glance, and that link will take you to my page, which actually I have listed over the last 2 years, every single one of the episodes. And then I backlink it to Om Times Radio. And Om Times Radio is, of course, where this Eros Evolution is housed on. January 12th, I interviewed Kate Moyt, and she's a psychosexual and relationship therapist based in UK, and she's the founding partner of Pillow Play app. So it's an app called Pillow Play, and you can find it on pillow.io. And in that episode, she was talking about how you can use your iPhone to help boost intimacy in your relationship. And she has been doing this work for the last 4 years, and she feels very passionate about helping people to keep intimacy going, especially in long-term relationships. And one of the tips that she started the show by sharing is that it's so important to have 5 minutes of conscious connecting without using a telephone, phone, and through the use of your eyes. So what her program has is that you have a follow-along audio that is has a new release every 30 days, and it's a 30-day program. For every week or 4 weeks, you are encouraged to have intimacy for 5 minutes, just 5 minutes, to start to do the practices. So it's a follow-along audio, and she interviews different experts for different episodes. She also, in that show, talked about the link between sex and spirit for her. And to her, it means not making assumptions and not assuming things about your partner when it comes to connecting with them again. To her, the link between when sex becomes spirit is where there's an element of vulnerability, when you let go of your concerns, anxieties, and space, and you treat the present as the only thing that is happening in the world. She also talks about her, what she's noticing in the hookup culture, how she feels about it when it comes to apps like Tinder and Bumble, and how people becomes disposable and technology is surpassing human interaction. This is the reason why she's decided to not resist the flow and come out with this app so that we use our phones for the better good. And she talks about the psychology of rejection, and we are doing things that we don't do to people in person, and we've become numb, we've become lonely, and we forgot how people interact. And so this is her passion. And in the episode, she talks about the use of iPhone to boost intimacy in the relationship. And her website is Kate Moyt, that's M-O-Y-L-E, that's Kate Moyt, one word, .co.uk. So I loved her work so much that I actually even interviewed her on Zoom. And you can find that on my YouTube channel. So what's happening actually lately is I started to do daily YouTube videos, releasing them little educational snippets. So you may want to check out my YouTube channel as well. So more after this break.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
And welcome back to Eros Evolution. You are listening to the show on the OM Times Radio Network, and you can share this show with your friends by going to the link omtimes.com/mobile. With this link, you'll be able to listen to the show without needing to download any app. And in today's show, we're summarizing the past 15 episodes of Eros Evolution. It's a good time to reflect, and it's good to have a little cheat sheet so that you can look at which are the episodes that you would like to listen to. And you can access all of them by going to my little cheat page, and it's called Eros Evolution at a Glance. So you can Google it, Eros Evolution at a Glance. You can come to my page, and you can just scroll up and down to access every single episode, which I then in turn link back to OM Times website. So you can access all of that online. And just before the break, I was summarizing the past two episodes that happened on January 5th and January 12th. And now we are going to January 19th. And this is the Tantric Escort sex work that is profoundly healing. And this is EJ Love, who started off being a sex worker escort, and then realized that it doesn't work for her, because what happens in sex work is you're very much in service of someone and you're just doing what they want to do, as opposed to checking into your body and really going into what feels good for you, for her, in her body. And so she's evolved her escort work into a sacred sexual healing practice, which includes tantric rituals and practical sex coaching. And if you follow her work, because I follow her work on Facebook, she's starting to go into speaking more about the sacred feminine. She's also talking about her own personal experiences with dating. And she's really touching and moving a lot of people with her work, especially in the last few weeks. And she's being invited to do a lot of amazing work around Australia, which is where she's at. And in that episode, she was talking about how her work has evolved, of course. And she talks about the importance of her work. And one of her work is called Naked Woman Rising. And it is where women from all around the world are coming together to rise up and own all the parts of them that have been shamed. And this is also going to be the name of her future book, Naked Woman Rising. You can find out more about her by going to soulpriestess.com and nakedwomanrising.com. And in that episode, she also talks about the importance of finding a tantric provider. And she provided a sexual healing challenge where you can get a free 7-day sexual healing program. And so where you can go is tinyurl.com/sexualhealingchallenge. And it's a free 7-day sexual healing program that she created. So that's where you can go and find more practices that EJ Love has. The episode was really very much a lot about her work, how her journey has evolved, and her philosophy with regards to Tantra. So you may want to tune into the episode for that. Okay, and the next episode on January 27th, I was away in Australia for a month. I was in Sydney for the Really Good Sex Festival. I presented there. And then the second week that I was there, I ran my own workshop. The third week that I was there, I had a break. And then the fourth week I was there, I was part of the Really Good Sex Festival retreat called Into the Wild. And so I was away for 4 weeks. And having been in Sydney before, I know how bad the internet connection is there. You'd be surprised. For a city like Sydney, the internet connection is surprisingly slow. And so I really didn't want to risk the possibility of having a bad show. And so I allowed then for the next 4 episodes to have different guests come on by themselves and basically do their own thing. And so on January 27th, I had my friend Emma Jory. She is actually based in KL, Malaysia. And in that episode, she talks about learn the secrets to getting your pre-baby body back for good. It's a really long title. Getting your pre-baby body back for good. And obviously, for this episode to be relevant to you, you should have had a baby, and you want to learn how to do the right exercises after giving birth so as to flatten your tummy and get your pre-baby body back. And Emma is passionate about helping women rediscover their core strength and empowering them to know how to keep it. And Emma is an expert when it comes to pre- and postnatal Pilates, and she's also a health and well-being expert. She has a very beautiful, gentle energy, and you will love this episode where she talks about the do's and don'ts and also answer some of the commonly asked and also burning questions that people have with regards to staying fit and healthy. She's an international certified Pilates specialist and health coach with over 13 years of experience, and she's the founder of ePilates Online. And this website is basically the world's leading boutique online Pilates studio, and she's studying yoga herself right now. She's trained many celebrities, and she uses this online studio, ePilates Online, to help people. And, of course, the website is ePilatesOnline.com. And her Facebook is ePilates Online. So that was the second time in which Emma has appeared on Arrow's Evolution. In the previous time, I think part of her show recording was cut off. And so this time when she came back, she had that whole episode, and she told me that she had a fabulous time. So do tune into that particular episode if you know of, or if you have had a baby and you want to get your pre-baby body back. So on February 2nd, again, I was away. It was an episode on sex coaching and spirituality. So in this episode, I had two people online, actually. That's Maisha Battle and Sarah Martin. So Maisha Battle is a certified sex coach, writer, and speaker. And she was on my show previously as well. And she has her own podcast called Down for Whatever. And Maisha Battle is myishabattle.com. And Sarah Martin is a warrior woman. She's also a certified sex coach. She is the executive director for the World Association of Sex Coaches, which is the certifying body and professional association for sex coaches worldwide. And her website is goodsexlifestyle.com. And previously, Sarah Martin was on Arrow's Evolution talking about her book, Orgasmic Running. So, of course, I'm interested in orgasms as a sex coach myself. And I have a book, Orgasmic Yoga. So I was very interested in what orgasmic running was about. And Sarah Martin has the little book on that. So she talked about it on the previous episode. But on this particular episode on February 2nd, both of them talked about how sex coaching lies in with spirituality and the types of spiritual sexual practices that you can explore, and also the benefits of working with a sex coach. So it's very much about the understanding of what sex coaching is about, the hiring of a sex coach, and how there is a link between sex and spirit. So hear from these two experts, because they are my counterparts, really. And they told me that they had a fabulous time because the two of them know each other, and so they have that chemistry between them. So it's a very good episode to tune in, so that you have a different perspective of sex coaching and spirituality, because I will have my own perspective, and then my guests will have their own perspective, and then the two of them come together, and they would have a different kind of chemistry. And both of them are based in America, and so the way they would speak would be very different from me. I have a Singaporean accent, and I'm Asian. I'm based in Singapore, born and bred in Singapore. So the way I speak, the way I use certain words would probably be quite different from people who are born and bred from America. So yeah, do tune into that. And February 9th, the connection between traveling and lovemaking, I had once again Robert Alex and Janelle Alex come on the show. Both of them are a power couple. I've had them on the show at least two other times now. And in this show, they came on by themselves. And this couple has actually been able to get their act together, save money, and now they're starting to travel and holiday while being in relationship with each other. And in this episode, it talks about couples traveling together, whether for business or pleasure. And what they don't realize is that traveling offers unique opportunities for them to explore spiritual transitions in their lives. And Robert and Janelle Alex are actually quite spiritual. In previous episodes, he talked about sexual medicine and shamanism and all these things that is pretty awesome. So if you are in a partner relationship, you definitely want to check out this episode. And the two of them just have this ability to vibe off each other and play with each other. And it's really delightful. So check out, they have many, many websites, and they have their own work. But for that particular episode, they were actually promoting a different website called alexfamilyadventures.com. And the Facebook is facebook.com/alexfamilyadventures. And that's where they were talking about going on this holiday. And later when I caught up with them, they said they're on this caravan and doing all kinds of amazing things. And so you want to check out that episode for that particular purpose. So right now we are now on to episode 7 of 15 that I want to cover today. And it's on February 16. Do you want to love your body but really don't? And this is for people who want to love their body but have difficulties doing so. And in that episode, Nina Mendelson, who is based in the U.S., she's a health and psychology of eating coach, and she's at ninamanolson.com. That's M-A-N-O-L-S-O-N. And she has a special website for that show called eatonpurpose.ninamanolson.co. And Nina is fabulous. She's really, really excellent. I've interviewed her on a previous episode. I love her so much that I asked her to come back and do this episode by herself. In that show, she covered the five phases of body love, because it takes time for us to get into a real deep state of loving your body. And so she talks about our criticism and ways in which we can go into body love. So do tune in to that episode for that. So we're now up for break, and I'll come back and go on to other show summaries. So stay tuned, because this is where I'm summarizing all my learnings, and you'll get...
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Susan Schuler.
And I'm Lori Walker.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Tune in every week at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Bathe in the beautiful vibrational frequency to help you heal, expand, and remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
And welcome back to Eros Evolution. This is where we always explore the link between sex and spirit. And in this particular episode, I'm summarizing the past 15 episodes of Eros Evolution since the start of January this year. And we are at February 23rd. And this is the 8th of 15 shows that I want to summarize today. In this episode on February 23rd, we have real sex education, what it is and how to do it, with Karen Rain. And Karen Rain is a pretty accomplished sex educator, I really have to admit. She has a PhD in educational psychology from UT Austin, and she does all this amazing work with American Journal of Sex Education, Sexuality Education, and the Center for Sex Education. and internationally with UNFPA, that's Family Planning Association. And she has a free book that you can download, so I really want to do a shout out on that because I have that book, and in that show she covers the 10 different things that she covers in her book in this episode. And so if you are not really a reading person, then you may want to listen to this particular show, because she talks about the importance of sex ed, and she then talks about how you can talk about sex with your kid. And so you can download that book, and it's called BreakingTheHushFactor.com. And later after the show, actually, I asked her why she decided to give her book away for free, and she said that that's because she wants to make it affordable. I mean, you know, she wants to, she wants everybody to have access to it. And also because she believes that that helps get the word out, and that in turn helps her to get more speaking engagements. So in that particular episode, she talks about the importance, of course, of a comprehensive sex education as opposed to abstinence-based sex education. She talked about some of the very sensitive topics that still continue as a sex educator, and this includes talking about anything relating to GLBTQ, which stands for gay, lesbian, bisexuals, transgender, and queer people. And also the next topic, surprisingly, is actually about consent. The ability to say yes and no is controversial also when it comes to sex education, mainly because we feel that teenagers don't have the capacity of really being and stepping into their power. However, it's so important that we treat them as young adults and start teaching them how to be really in their body, be empowered with using their body in ways that feels good for them. Because when we don't understand our body, we risk our safety to our own body, of course, and also our partner and the future partners. So she talked about the importance of accessing accurate decision making and physiology for us. She started to talk about how the lack of sex education continues, even though in the 150 years, the same themes that happen still are happening, still are the same questions that we have. She also talked about the link between sex and spirit, of course, for her. And she says that she sees spirituality as something that affects all of us, and the quality of holy with the ability to talking about it. And so the capacity to talk about that is shifting, because people are not just talking about our spirituality as attached to religion, but more of the sense of feeling that people get from it. So you also may want to check out her other website called unhushed.net, which is meant for people who are in grade 7 to 8. And she also in that episode talked about the different kinds of book projects that she's working on. So check out her other website, a few websites that I'm talking about here in this show. I'm summarizing all of them for you. And if you want to check out Karen's work, you can go to KarenRae.com. That's R-A-Y-N-E. On March 2nd, I had Sacred Lovers, Feeling into Deeper Connection with Matt Schwantek and Robin Denzel. So I've been following Matt's work for a while now. He's a sex educator who is more or less, often I see him posting from Bali. And I actually met him at Into the Wild retreat in Sydney with his partner, Robin Denzel. They are lovers and they're passionate about sharing what they live and teach to create deep connection in relationship. They work with individuals and couples to help them identify what they want, communicate clear agreements, and deepen their intimacy. And their work is very much based on the Wheel on Consent by Dr. Betty Martin. And if you are in the world of sexuality, which I am in, you cannot run away from listening to, participating in, learning practices around the Wheel of Consent. And of all the people who teach the Wheel of Consent, I really have to admit that Matt Schwantek is extremely passionate about it. Like, he's so passionate. Like, his whole work is around the Wheel of Consent that was created by Betty Martin. And so in this particular episode, he talked about the importance and the practice of, first of all, activating the neurons that are on your hand. You can wake up your hand by actually giving touching objects, for instance. For instance, now as I say this, I'm touching my table. So as you start moving your hand, you start creating this electromagnetic field and you start waking up the sensation in your body. And this releases oxytocin in your body. And this helps you connect to your body. And this actually activates the neurons in your body much faster than how your brain would react. So what in turn you are doing is you are doing a biohack. You are causing your body to become more relaxed, more sensuous, more receptive as the oxytocin and the dopamine are being released. You actually calm down your nervous system, and in turn, by being clearer and about what feels good in your body, you later on become better at asking for what you do want in relation with other people. So like I mentioned, it calms down your nervous system, so you are less likely to go into fight or flight mode, which is really good when it comes to all of us who are highly strung, busy, tired, stressed, having low sex drive. Just calm down your body. And when you start to calm down, you get a better sense of what is it that you really want. So they have this thing they call the touch meditation for 3 minutes. And they also then in that show talk about the one thing game. In that show, they talked also about other things that are pretty scientific, and this is especially so in the last 15 minutes of that particular episode. So do tune in to March 2nd, Sacred Lovers, if you're interested to find out all these scientific yummy things relating to touch. On March 9th, I talked about unusual urinary tract infections, the UTI surprise with Sherry Tokas. And Sherry Tokas is a pharmacist, author, certified fitness instructor, and health enthusiast. And she uses her expertise in pharmacy and nutrition to educate people on complementary therapies to optimize health and prevent disease. And this is no mean feat, because most of the time, actually, on Iris Evolution, I always interview people who are sex educators. And Sherry is a pharmacist. And so we're talking about UTI, which is a very common issue that a lot of people face, not just women, men too. And so she, in that episode, talked about what you can do about if you have frequent UTI. She started the show by saying that peeing before and after sex helps, wiping from front to back helps, and also taking Cran Max. So this is cranberry. And it's not just any, it's Cran Max. She talked about UTI surprises, and one of it is actually taking a lot of chicken. Chicken actually makes our body, it affects our body, because chicken has this bacteria which causes UTI. And so to prevent it, be careful about how you cook your chicken and also how you cut your chicken. So she talks about it in that show. She also talks about people with spinal cord injuries being susceptible to UTIs. And she talks about how to prevent it. And, of course, I already mentioned Cran Max is one of them. The third thing that she mentioned is how cold, flu, and allergy medications are actually also affecting our UTI. And so she mentioned probiotics, and the episode is actually pretty scientific. And there are lots of things that she mentioned, which I myself didn't catch fully. I mean, I was interviewing her, but she was going on quite a bit. And it's a really worthwhile episode to listen to in entirety, because she also talked about probiotics. She talked about immune support, and she talked about how to increase your sex drive, actually. And she talked about Tongkat Ali being top of the list, and then I asked her, what about Maka? and what about ginseng? So listen to the episode if you are inclined, because we actually went into how you can help your sex drive, and you may want to listen especially to the last 15 episodes of that show, because that's where we talked about other things other than UTI. Okay, so on March 16, I talked about Clean and Clear, Emotional Freedom Through Releasing, and this is a campaign that I'm still running. I started it on the 1st of April, and it's going to end on the 3rd of April. And I talked about the importance of emotional release. I started to cover different emotional releasing techniques, including breathing. And you can actually join this Clean and Clear campaign even now. What's going to happen is, even if you join it now, you will still have access to all the free resources and videos that I've created on different emotional releasing techniques, and also the 8 expert interviews that I have been releasing. And there are 2 more to come, but you can still join that Facebook group where everything is happening. And that Facebook group is facebook.com/groups/clean-adn-clear. So it's not N, but it's ADN. So there's an intentional typo there. So it's facebook.com/groups/clean-adn-clear. Okay? So there's no space in between. And that was March 16. That's my own thing. So I really would like you to listen to that show if you want to get the full value of how to appreciate emotional release. In that episode, I also covered some myths around emotional release. So that's March 23rd that we're going into Hack Your Sex Life with sex hacker Kenneth Play. Kenneth is a very interesting person because he's actually Asian like me, and there are not that many Asian sex educators. So I was very excited about having him. He's a former top fitness professional, and as a fitness professional, he's interested in body hacks and then interested in sex hacks. So more after this break.
Best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us. All of us
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
And welcome to the last 15 minutes of today's show. And I still have a few episodes to cover, 4 episodes, so I'm going to go quick. Just now, just before break, talked about March 23rd, Hack Your Sex Life with Kenneth Play. He's a sex educator, and he believes in explicit sex education. And his workshops are Pay What You Can model, and he talked about it. I was pretty fascinated with it. And you have to pay more if you want a private session. And he talks about how, as an Asian model, you know, he receives all these penis jokes, and it's not really about the size of the penis that matters. And he talks about how science doesn't explain everything, and that he believes that Tantra really works, and that's why he's learning about it. It's less about, he feels, the what looks good externally, and then the internal experience is not amazing. But then with Tantra, you may look like you're not doing much, but actually the internal experience is amazing. And so he talks about how he, the breaking down of techniques and letting go and surrendering will allow us to go deeper and don't need to be on all kinds of drugs and stuff. So that's episode 104, at least for me, the way I count it. And then there's March 30th, Touch Me in Ways That Matter. And for the first time, I interviewed my friend Bianca Briggs. And she actually talks about dementia, how it affects memory loss. And she talks about her belief around the link between sex and spirit. And she gave some very good advice around dealing with family members who have dementia, if you are a caregiver. She talks about the importance of occupying them in ways that matter to them, in helping them remember memories and documenting memories in their own words. And it is really for them, rather in ways that you like. And so what's important is about getting to know them, and so that they can have the best quality of life. And so Bianca is very gentle, and she's a Reiki practitioner. She's an essential oils advocate, and she's in Perth, Australia. She has a son living with Asperger's syndrome, so she knows what it's like to, and she's been doing this for the longest time. So in that show, I asked her why she likes working with people with dementia, and she does this. She's just really loving, warm person. And her website is heart2heartconnections.alive. And you may want to check out her website. April 6th, self-care and its importance to your sex drought. And in this show, I actually had a guest, but there was some problems with connecting him on. So for the first 15 minutes, I was really distracted. But after that, I went into talking about the importance of self-care. I talked about my own experience overcoming depression. And I talked about the importance of getting out of your sex drought and what you can do if you are in some kind of a sex drought or sex rut. So sex drought meaning no sex, and sex rut meaning doing things the same all the time. And so I talked about how opposites attract. One can be a morning person, one can be a night person. One is an introvert, one's an extrovert. One is a touch person, one's a not a touch person. And the importance of scheduling sex, and also explained spontaneous versus responsive sexual desire and what that means. And you can go to that episode. You can find every single episode by going to Eros Evolution at a glance. Just do a quick Google and you'll be able to find it. And in the episode, I offered my free download ebook for women, and you can find it at eroscoaching.com/reclaim-your-sexuality. And also for people with premature ejaculation, you may want to go to my free resource. That's eroscoaching.com/RGSG free. That's RGSG free for people who are interested to overcome early ejaculation. And last week, yeah, I was away in Bali, and I had bad internet connection, didn't want to risk it. And so I asked my scheduled guest to do the show by herself. She's a very seasoned practitioner. She's a natural health expert and award-winning author, and she's Christine Horner. And in that particular episode, she talked about hidden health secrets. And I'm going to share with you very quickly the hidden health secrets that she was talking about. She talked about lupus and how you can take omega-3 fatty acids for that HPV, human papilloma virus. 79 million Americans have been diagnosed with that. And you can take AHCC, which is a natural immune-boosting medical mushroom. So look up AHCC for that. And if you have depression or have had depression, be sure to take vitamin D, which is reported to be a natural medicine game changer. And If you have breast cancer or know of people who have breast cancer, you want to recommend them. My mom has breast cancer. She has stage 4 breast cancer. And she's going through chemo again for the 4th time or 5th time. And it's really very stressful on the whole family. And got yelled at by my dad yesterday because he absorbs the yelling and then he in turn, yells at people, yelled at me yesterday. But anyway, breast cancer, natural medicine, game changer. Turmeric is one of them. This spice helps prevents against cancer cells from growing. And of course, there's omega-3 fatty acids that helps prevent the spread of tumors. And then there's AHCC, which also helps support the immune system and lowers the risk of cancer. So these three things she recommended in that show. And Christine Horner has a book, okay, and it's called Awakening the Warrior Goddess. Sounds good. Dr. Christine Horner's Program to Protect Against and Fight Breast Cancer, 3rd edition. And she has a new book called Radiant Health, Ageless Beauty. So you want to check that out. We're just coming to almost the end of today's show. And so far, I've summarized, all 15 episodes, all the last 15 episodes of today's, of Eros Evolution. And Eros Evolution is where I always explore the link between sex and spirit. And I just want to take some minutes here of the remaining time to explain how I have learned the change in my personal attitude between the link between sex and spirit. And of course, you want to listen to my YouTube video. Just Google the link between sex and spirit on YouTube and you'll be able to find this little video that I've done as well. And so now I'm going to attempt to answer what I see is the link between sex and spirit. For the longest time as a sexologist, I understood sex and it involved the academic study of human sexual behavior. And I've always been interested in sex. And then I've always been interested in spirit because I'm kind of like a new age girl, interested in all this spiritual stuff, crystals, meditation, yoga, different things, okay, interested in spirituality. I never saw the link between the two and I didn't understand the link between the two. So then as a sexologist, a lot of people ask me about Tantra and they assume that I know Tantra. And then I went to learn Tantra. And even then, I still didn't see the link. I just thought Tantra was just a whole bunch of different kinds of exercises that makes you feel really good. And that's pretty much it. I started Eros Evolution, this radio show, for the last 2 years, interviewed all kinds of Tantra experts and educators. And slowly, I started to understand really what they meant by the link between sex and spirit. And this is it. When it comes to the, you know, a lot of you will probably be familiar with the 7 different chakras that we have. And so the 7 different chakras will have different kinds of energy. They will feel different. The higher you go in the chakras, the more subtle the energy is. So when we associate sexual energy as that particular kind of energy, that particular way in which we have an orgasm, the thrusting, the rubbing of our genitals, that kind of energy will produce a certain kind of feeling when it comes to that kind of orgasm. But if you remove the word sex totally and you just see it as energy, then you will truly begin to appreciate the link with sex and spirit. Because in Tantra, in different kinds of practices, we feel energy. We feel tingles. We feel out-of-body experiences, we feel the energy radiating out of our body, we feel energy moving up and down our spine. Guess what? It's just different kinds of sexual energy that's playing in your body. It's just energy. If you remove the word sex and you just see everything as energy, then you begin to really appreciate how the body is actually capable of having orgasms in different ways that's not in ways that you have always been conditioned to believe that that's what sex should be like. And if you remove that association with orgasm needing to be that particular way, then you begin to really understand that all play with energy is the play of sexual energy because we came from sex. So I hope that little definition helps you understand that why my teacher, Barbara Corella, actually says you can have heartgasms. This is when your heart starts to expand and burst open and opens up, and you feel this bliss state in you. And that is not sexual energy we associate with. That is different because we are at heart, and heart has a different vibration. And of course, that orgasm will feel different. We are capable of having orgasms all the time, anywhere, anytime, as long as we are aware of what we're doing, as we tap into the energy, we let go of our attachment to orgasms needing to look and feel a certain way. So with that, I've really started to appreciate the true innuendos of the link between sex and spirit. And with that, I'm pretty much ready to end today's show. And I probably just have just one more minute. And next week's episode, let me see who I have. My God, my goodness, I should have it, but I don't have it on this screen right now. Eros Evolution at a Glance. Let me see. Next week, I have a different guest, and I'd like to invite you to tune in, of course. And this guest is going to talk about when procreation and recreation meets. It's going to talk about intimacy during infertility treatment. So this is for couples who want to have sex, and I'm going to have my colleague who is a sex therapist coming on to next week's show. So stay tuned to Eros Evolution. In the meantime, you can always connect with me. You can always reach out to me. You can email me at eroscoaching.com. I love to hear from you. So goodbye and have a great week ahead.